The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Tonight, for Vespers, you will need one of these blue worship books, the With One Voice. If you don't have one with you, they can be found near the exit towards Main Street. And this evening, we are privileged to have David and Cindy Ellison leading our worship. David and Cindy are helping to lead music at Holden Village this week. And they will be leading a concert and song fest following Vespers this evening, and they welcome you to join them. We also want to acknowledge the Holden Choir tonight and the Ragtag Drum Circle. And I invite you to stand as we sing our first hymn this evening. It's hymn number 650, and we will first listen to the choir sing, and then we will join in singing stanza 1, "We are marching in the light of God," and stanza 2, "We are singing." Welcome to worship. Tonight, much of our music comes from the psalmody, the ancient songs, and so we invite you to listen and hear God's word, to sing songs, and to embrace the divine this night.
A reading from Psalm 51. Have mercy on me, O gracious one, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant kindness, forgive me where my thoughts and deeds have hurt others. Lead me in the paths of justice. Guide my steps on paths of peace. Teach me that I may know my weaknesses, the shortcomings that bind me, the unloving ways that separate me, that keep me from recognizing your life in me. For I keep company with fear, and dwell in a house of ignorance. Yet I was brought forth in love, and love is my birthright. You have placed your truth in the inner being. Therefore, teach me the wisdom of the heart. Forgive all that binds me in fear, that I might radiate love. Cleanse me, that your light might shine in me. Fill me with gladness. Help me to transform weakness into strength. Look not on my past mistakes, but on the aspirations of my heart. Create in me a clean heart, O gracious one, and put a new and right spirit within me. Enfold me in the arms of love and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Restore in me the joy of your saving grace and encourage me with a new spirit. Psalm 149. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. God's praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel be glad in its maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their king. Let them praise God's name with dancing, making melody to God with tambourine and lyre. For the Lord takes pleasure in God's people. God adorns the humble with victory. Let the faithful exult in glory. Let them sing for joy on their couches. This is glory for all God's faithful ones. Praise the Lord. Word of God, word of life. We sing together hymn number 794. Oh, we don't sing. I'm so sorry. But we will live.
Thank you.
A reading from Psalm 8. O God, how full of wonder and splendor you are. I see the reflections of your beauty and hear the sounds of your majesty wherever I turn. Even the babbling of babes and the laughter of children spell out your name in indefinable syllables. When I gaze into star-studded skies and attempt to comprehend the vast distances, I contemplate in utter amazement my Creator's concern for me. I am dumbfounded that you should care personally about me. And yet, you have made me in your image. You have called me your child. You have ordained me as your priest and chosen me to be your servant. You have assigned to me the fantastic responsibility of carrying on your creative activity. Oh God, how full of wonder and splendor you are. Word of God, word of life. And now we sing together hymn 794.
Thank you.
Let us pray together this night for God to breathe into us the courage to make something new. We will begin with a sung response, and then we will pray. O God, ground of being, thank you for all. We forget our gifts, not rights. Forgive us for all the grievances we remember too well. Save us from the self-pity, the self-seeking, the fat-heartedness, which is true poverty. Guide us if we're not willing. Drive us if we're not into the hard ways of sacrifice, which are just and loving. Make us wide-eyed for your beauty and for our neighbor's need and goodness, wide-willed for peacemaking and for confronting power with the call to compassion, wide-hearted for love and for the unloved who are the hardest to touch and need it the most. O Spirit, dull the envy in us, which criticizes and complains life into a thousand ugly bits. Keep us honest and tender enough to heal, tough enough to be healed of our hypocrisies. Match our appetite for privilege with the stomach for commitment. O Savior, teach us the great cost of paying attention, that we may know we are always on holy ground. Breathe into us the restlessness and courage to make something new, something saving, and something true, that we may understand what it is to rejoice in your creation. I invite you to stand for our closing hymn, 652, Arise, Your Light Has Come.
Glory of your God, we shine on you too. make something new.
Thanks be to God.